Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode is brought to us by The Future Party. Get your daily entertainment, business, and culture rundowns before anyone else. The Future Party newsletter sifts through the chaos of the web and brings you trends that drive the future, all in a quick and witty package. Get the newsletter by going to futureparty.com. Hello and welcome to the show. Are you here for some podcast recommendations? Well, that's great news because we've got a bunch for you. Last week, we covered Oddball Entertainment podcasts curated by Ed Kennard. You can find those recommendations in the show notes of this episode. He featured episodes from I'm a Sophisticate and So Can You, The Beard Owl Podcast, Every Rom-Com, A Strange Arrangement, and Songs My Ex Ruined. Thank you to Ed for curating that list for us. This week, we are pivoting. It's a very different type of show. Very different recommendations are about to come at you. We are going to be talking about sex, death, and spirituality. Our curator is Demi Wild. He is the host of the podcast Hookup Horror Stories with Demi Wild. In just a moment, you'll hear from Demi about why he picked this theme and the episodes that go along with it. After that, you'll hear about our spotlight pick, which is Unorthodox. It's the universe's leading Jewish podcast. After the spotlight pick, we've got our fiction podcast pairing, which is brought to us by our friends at Realm Media. And last, I will share some podcast industry news before we close out the show for the week and send you off to listen to some podcasts. Now let's get to Demi, here to tell you about this week's theme, sex, death, and spirituality.
Hey, Earbuds, I'm Demi Wild. I'm a writer, a sex educator, as well as a host of the podcast Hookup Horror Stories with Demi Wild. My previous podcast, A Cosmic Journey in Tarot Love Doctors, with my friends Jay Maceo and Emanuela Rose, both explore the supernatural topics of love, science, and spirituality. But sex has always been a topic that I feel most interested in. Like, why is it so taboo? I chose the theme, sex, death, and spirituality, because, well, sex and death are two sides of the same coin, really, biologically speaking. Both sex and death are two things everyone has in common, but why are they such taboo topics? Sex can also be a profound spiritual experience that transcends the physical. There is a reason why the French call an orgasm le petit mort, or the little death. This list of podcasts that I've put together aims to demystify sex and death and enlighten listeners to the spiritual nature of both. The first episode that I've chosen for you guys is Dying for Sex, Episode 6, Becoming Whole. Dying for Sex is a podcast created by Nikki Boyer and Molly Kochan for Wondery. Molly and Nikki are best friends, and Molly is dying of cancer. Molly chooses to leave her loveless marriage and use the time that she has left to explore herself sexually. There's quite a few comedic moments, luckily, because of the heavy subject matter. But Molly and Nikki always talk about how sex and death are spiritually interconnected. In her final moments, Molly realizes that she doesn't actually miss sex. She credits it for helping her get in touch with her body, actually. The second episode that I've chosen for you guys comes with a bit of a trigger warning. This podcast is called Sex, Drugs, and Jesus with Devan and Hubert, and episode 47, Surviving Rape, Witchcraft, Incarceration with Amanda Acker. So Sex, Drugs, and Jesus is a podcast created by my good friend, author Devan and Hubert. In this episode, Devan interviews the author Amanda Acker about her experiences. She's a survivor of domestic abuse who eventually went to prison for conspiracy. She was deeply troubled in her younger age, so Amanda actually attempted to end her own life. After that, she experienced a spiritual awakening, which led to her journey towards healing her past and changing her life around. The next episode that I've chosen for you guys is the Naughtylicious Sex podcast with Carly DeVille, episode 14, Necrophilia and Other Taboo Kinks with Dr. Victoria Hartman. So the Naughtylicious Sex podcast is a super fun show by my friend, certified sexologist Carly DeVille. And this episode is clearly not for the faint of heart. The guest is Dr. Victoria Hartman. She is a sex scholar and executive director for the Erotic Heritage Museum in Las Vegas, Nevada. If you are anywhere near Las Vegas, you should definitely check that out. Dr. Hartman explains on this episode, however, of the Nihilicious Sex Podcast, how the taboo kink of necrophilia can actually be an all-encompassing submission kink. Number four is the podcast called Talk Tantra to Me, episode 110, Pleasure, Presence, and Purpose with Gina Swire. So Tantra is actually an ancient Indian spiritual practice that dates back more than 5,000 years. In Sanskrit, the word Tantra actually means woven together. I wasn't aware of this show beforehand, but I instantly connected with it and its content. In episode 110, Leola, the host, interviews author of the book P.S. I Love Me, Gina Swire, about the importance of self-love. This episode teaches a core tenet of Tantra, or sacred sexuality, and using your practice to heal trauma, cultivating pleasure and presence, and ultimately stepping into the more liberated state of being. And the final podcast that I have chosen for you guys is Hookup Horror Stories with Demi Wild, episode 39, Where Are the Balls with Ann Bell. Had to end things on a bit of a light note. I interviewed the delightfully wonderful love and relationship coach Ann Bell in this episode. We discussed how losing her husband in a tragic accident, which she actually intuited beforehand, just moments before he actually had a very tragic fall. After being widowed and after a few years of grieving, she eventually started dating again and along the way had some very surprising experiences. I really hope you enjoyed this podcast playlist I put together for you. I enjoyed putting it together. Thank you, Earbuds, for having me. And of course, stay deviant.
Thank you, Demi, for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip. Demi's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode so you can start listening right away. You can also find them on our website, earbuds.audio. And did you know that you can curate a list for us at Earbuds? It's true. Just go to earbuds.audio to learn more, or you can click the link in the show notes. Next up, it's time for our spotlight pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of our newsletter. This week, we're spotlighting Unorthodox. Here's a bit about the show. Unorthodox builds itself as the universe's leading Jewish podcast, but you don't have to be Jewish to enjoy it. It's hosted by Stephanie Butnick, Liel Leibovitz, and Joshua Molina. Each episode brings you interesting guests, news of the Jews, and so much more. I even got to guest on the show a few months back, and it was really amazing. They have such loyal listenership that I mentioned this newsletter and this podcast on the episode where I was an interviewee, and I got 100 new subscribers. So shout out to Unorthodox. You can find and listen to it wherever you get your podcasts. This week's list of podcast recommendations about sex, death, and spirituality pairs well with the Realm Fiction podcast, Elixir. In the podcast Elixir, Elsie's search for her missing sister leads her to a magical underground of Elixir magic. And to Vera, the alluring speakeasy owner who may be responsible. In this prohibition-inspired fantasy, two women from opposing sides of a ban on magic unite to solve a mystery and end up falling into forbidden love. Learn more about this show and discover more shows from Realm by going to realm.fm. And to close out the show, here is some podcast news and some more recommendations. First, the podcast playlist theme for Podcast Brunch Club is home. Podcast Brunch Club is a listener community that is like a book club, but for podcasts. You can join one of the 50-plus local chapters or the virtual chapter to discuss a monthly podcast playlist with fellow podcast fans. Go to podcastbrunchclub.com to learn more. Next, Other Men Need Help launched its fourth season in May. This season looks at six men and six photos and answers the questions, how do we see our masculine selves in photos? What has changed and stayed the same in how we capture, craft, and manipulate our self-mythology visually? And what can all of this tell us about men? You can find and follow Other Men Need Help wherever you get your podcasts. That's all for this episode. Thank you for hitting play. Thank you for being here. Thank you for committing to podcast listening. Do let me know if you've discovered something that you're loving. And with that, happy listening. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.